You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana.
Row seat to Israel's war against Hamas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Mr. President, the road to victory will be long and hard.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sitting next to him as the president attends an Israeli war cabinet meeting.
Standing strong, standing united, and I want you to know you're not alone.
Earlier at their first meeting this morning, the president said this about yesterday's hospital bombing in Gaza that left 500 Palestinian civilians dead.
And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Now, Hamas claims the U.S. is blindly biased and blames Israel, which says, no, that's not what happened. Fox's Trey Yingst reports, they say
an Islamic Jihad rocket fired from the center part of the Gaza Strip was trying to target Israel, but it went up in the air and then landed in this hospital, a misfire inside Gaza, killing all of these Palestinians that were there sheltering. Now, Hamas officials still say they believe it was an Israeli strike, but we got more information this morning from the Israelis that intercepted a call between two Hamas operatives inside Gaza, and they're discussing a misfire.
Now, there are anti-American and anti-Israel protests from the West Bank to Jordan to Lebanon. Fires were set outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut.
The State Department issuing a level 4 warning, telling Americans to get out of the country immediately, doing whatever they can to leave.
The U.S. has just announced sanctions against 10 Hamas terrorists and the group's financial network across Gaza and in Sudan, Turkey, and Qatar. In a few hours, the House will vote again for Speaker. Jim Jordan did not get enough Republican support yesterday, but Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox he'll keep backing Jordan.
My message to my colleagues is we're going to change this town.
The House has been in limbo with no speaker since eight Republicans backed by Democrats ousted Kevin McCarthy 2 weeks ago. There's another strike as thousands of auto workers keep picketing a 34th day. 3,700 employees walked off their jobs at three casinos in the Detroit area that will remain open. America's listening to Fox.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
News.
While those anti-American and anti-Israel protests rage in the Middle East following the deadly hospital bombing in Gaza, this happened in Iraq.
U.S. defense officials have told Reuters two drones were intercepted before they could strike American forces at the Al-Assad air base in Iraq. The officials aren't saying who they think was behind the attack, but given the situation in Israel and Gaza, the U.S. is on alert for reprisals from groups backed by Iran. The United States has 2,500 troops in Iraq helping the local military combat ISIS. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The U.S. also keeps providing military aid to Ukraine to fend off Russia's invasion there. And for the first time, Ukraine has used American long-range missiles. The man long suspected in the disappearance and presumed death of Natalie Holloway during the Alabama teen's trip to Aruba 18 years ago will finally be in a U.S. court today.
35-year-old Joran Vandersloot faces extortion and wire fraud charges in federal court in Alabama, where he was indicted in 2010 after federal investigators say Vandersloot exploited the fear of Beth Holloway, that she would never find her daughter Natalie's body or know what happened to her in Aruba in 2005 unless she paid him $250,000. Though Holloway's attorney says a plea agreement is conditioned upon Vandersloot revealing details about what happened to Natalie before he's extradited back to Peru, where he's currently serving a 28-year prison term for killing another woman 5 years to the day after Holloway's disappearance. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling ahead of the opening bell in the baseball playoffs.
Turner hits a drive. high, deep left center field, and the Phillies strike first again.
And that's all Philadelphia would need, though the Phillies scored 9 more runs after Trey Turner's homer, blowing out the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-0 on TBS to go up 2-0 in the National League Championship Series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke with Illinois lawmakers and farmers in Kankakee Monday. While Vilsack stressed he's concerned there's fewer farmers across the country, he's optimistic about the future. The Ag Secretary visiting Kankakee last year with President Biden to announce the administration's commitment to new initiatives to boost production. A Champaign man charged with drug-induced homicide after police said he sold someone fentanyl, leading to that person's overdose death. Devon King arraigned Monday. He was arrested Saturday and a warrant issued September 20th. Police said King sold fentanyl to Daniel Fox of Morris in July near downtown Champaign. Red Cakes Bakery closing at Urbana ahead of the bakery's move to its new location in Savoy. Last day to get the bakery's gluten-free goodies Saturday, but Red Cakes in Urbana will be open all week starting at 10:30 a.m. Red Cakes will open a standalone location called Red Cakes Bakery and Cafe in Savoy before the end of the year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at fightingillini.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you today, and I hope you'll take advantage of an opportunity to take my money in our Stever program and go to Pard's Western Shop and shop. Pard's is in Urbana, 306 North Maple. It's between Maine and University, and it's been around there for 1968. So you're looking for boots. There's no other place in the world you can get as good a quality boots as Pard's in Urbana. You got women's wear, men's wear, you got kids, you got hats, saddles. What are you looking for? Pards is wonderfully, incredibly appointed with people that help you with finding what you want. You want to support local? Support Mark and Angie and the wonderful people at Pards. They're terrific. So I'm giving out $50. Would you like it? $50 bills, I'm throwing them out the window to you. Go to Pards in Urbana. You have 7 days to use this, and then you have to fill out your survey. Pards is our Go Stever offer. Go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com. Well, meteorologist Greg Soy is on a different system. Our phones went down, and we don't know why. And so our interview with Brett Bielma, unfortunately, I don't know what else to do. He doesn't have the tie line. Otherwise,
he's going to try one more time.
Yeah, it doesn't work, man. We're just happily talking to people at 7:25 and by 7:30. Now they're digging around Philo. Anyway, doesn't make sense to me. I'm not a phone man.
I know.
Not a phone man. Okay.
Well, it kind of sounds like a conspiracy to me, though.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Our meteorologist is Greg Solier, and we got some nice fall weather, huh?
Yeah, we certainly do. Par for the course, typical October 18 out there with temperatures in the 40s this morning from 47 at Willard and Savoy. You get up towards the Kankakee, 43 there. St. Louis bound there into the upper 40s as well. 45 at the Brickyard. Peoria checks it at 47 degrees. 46 over in Danville. You kind of get the picture. Some high mid-level clouds to the north and west, and ought to be a decent day's worth of weather. This is kind of a weak Pacific system. It'll march on by. Next week, a little more significant wet system may come through, but prior to that, boy, a couple of days worth, at least, if not several days worth of optimum harvest weather and another recovery on temperatures as well, pushing 70 or higher later next week. Hey, much like today, with an increase in cloud cover right around 70 and maybe a couple of raindrops out northwest of Champaign County late this afternoon, evening time, otherwise a stray shower or two or three tonight. Nothing significant in the gauge out of any of these showers for the next couple of days. 53 in the low tonight, 65 tomorrow, early and late day shower chance. Any of that moves out early Friday. Partly sunny skies are dry for the at least homecoming parade Friday afternoon with a high temperature during the day up to about 64. 62 at kickoff with some sunshine for the day on Saturday. Light winds, that'll help near 60 Sunday and Monday. And a warm-up next week gets us close to 70 with a couple of showers the middle and late portions of next week as well. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. ESPN 93.5, Iran is chiming in saying ominous threats, giving us ominous threats about what they're going to do. Joe Biden is in Tel Aviv. Nothing happens till he leaves, and then maybe ground excursion. And then it is exactly what you're going to have, as we had last night when Hamas blaming Israel for a missile that hit a Gaza hospital, when in fact it was theirs. They got the proof. They got the video proof. They actually got Hamas talking amongst themselves, video, audio of that. So it and if Al Jazeera television is reporting that it was their own rocket that malfunctioned, that might help, because it's going to be a war on the truth. It's going to be a war on misinformation from the standpoint of what really happened. Because they're going to say, Israel did this. And there will be people, because Hamas says it, that will believe Hamas. And they're right here on our college campuses. I don't know about Illinois. They had a pro-Palestinian rally around alma mater a week ago. So, but I don't know. I haven't heard a lot here. But certainly Harvard has been kind of the leader in getting controversial response from people that give a lot of money to Harvard, and they got a gazillion dollars in their endowment stuff. But that's a way to make some alums unhappy, particularly your Jewish alums. So we will see and continue to sort out exactly what we've got. But it's very difficult when one side could care less about human life and the other side is trying to be meticulous on. But if you have terrorists hiding behind regular people, they're going to die. The regular people are going to die if you hide behind them. That's just inevitable. It's horrible. And then you have, you know, there are a lot of Palestinians that are all in on Hamas and others that are kind of trapped, don't have a place to go. But where's the Arab brother? Where's the Arabs around that region, Jordan and Egypt? Why aren't they bringing in their fellow citizens, their former Muslims? I don't understand why they don't want them. Egypt won't let them in. Jordan won't let them in. Well, why not? There's a million refugees that need a place to go. There's desert land in Egypt. Can't you make an encampment? But if they don't want them, what the heck? Why won't you take Palestinians in? Our number that does work is our text line. That's still there. 217-359-2255 if you want to text in. But it's an awful, there's no winning in war. It's horrible. They say war is hell. That's exactly what it is. And we're trying not to make this a big, big, big war. But it makes you nervous for sure. All right, jump to our morning sports, 8:14, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
I was just reading about Illinois fifth-year senior Timmy Crawford finishing first as the individual competitor to claim the medalist honors for the first time in his collegiate career, while the Illini placed second as a team in the Flyer Invitational hosted in Dayton at the NCR Country Club. So congratulations, Timmy Crawford and the team. Second place, not bad. Illinois men's basketball preseason rankings had them at number 25. And actually, it's kind of wild that they're taking on Kansas October 29th. That's the Sunday game against for Maui Strong is the fundraiser. And then inside the next few weeks of November, Marquette, who's ranked number 5 on this preseason ranking, will be one of our competitors during the season. So we've got some tough competitions right out of the gate, but Ottawa gets us started on Friday at 8 o'clock in an exhibition game.
Good to see some of the new pieces. I think we have 8 new people, so that'll be good to see Illinois basketball. Mm-hmm. First time since 1999, since both men's and women's ranked before the season. Shauna Green's is 23, and Brad Underwood's team's 25.
Mm-hmm.
And Illinois, apparently, according to, I think Derek Piper said it last night on the show, that we've got 8 games with top 10 teams.
Wow.
As they currently stand.
That's right.
They shuffle around a little as losses happen.
Once we start getting underway.
Yep.
But, so, and Makaira Cook with the women's basketball team, one of 20 nominees for the Nancy Lieberman Award. So, go Illini. Of course, we're looking forward to seeing our Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, Seth Coleman, who had 3 sacks in our 27-24 win over Maryland. Caden Fagan, who had 19 carries, a leading rusher, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Big Ten Freshman of the Week. And, of course, the game is at 2:30 against Wisconsin on Saturday. Plenty of time for tailgating fun. If you get in there early, it's the early bird special still with $3 offerings a half hour before kickoff. If you get in there, you know, a good hour and a half ahead of time then. And then see the band and everybody else. Of course, the parade is Friday after 5:30. And at 6:30 is the pep rally on Friday night. And again, I just mentioned the Illinois versus Ottawa game on Friday evening also. So we'll be talking all about that and more when we're live from Pia's between 3 and 5 on Friday afternoon at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. So come on out. That's also a place where you can watch some baseball. Today, it's Houston at Texas at 7 o'clock on FS1. The Phillies beat Arizona 10-0 yesterday to lead that series 2-0. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, Mitch says, 217 Texter says, Illinois is the only university with both men's and women's basketball teams ranked?
Oh, wow.
What about UConn? Didn't they win the title last year?
Yeah.
And the women have to be ranked.
Right.
I would look up UConn.
Okay.
And I'd look up Tennessee.
True.
Tennessee basketball, men's side's good. Rick Barnes, I think. And the women, perennial good. But, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's kind of cool. And I think, you know, what I'm interested in is how are the fans going to react to women's basketball? Remember they were, like, giving away tickets on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, please come. We'll give you free, I don't know, name it.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, you could probably say the good tickets are sold out from the standpoint of the lower bowl. The A seats, as we used to call them, 100 level, I think they're all sold out. So that's remarkable, actually. Because I was one of the guys that said, you're moving back to Hoff, you know, because it's a real home court. And Teresa Grintz wanted to play at State Farm, Assembly Hall at the time, and, you know, to grow the thing. And, you know, she had 13,000 in there for Purdue one time. That was amazing. But Teresa's, you know, pretty popular in the 90s. She had some pretty good teams. Anyway, this is the best since that. And, again, it's just really impressive. I think Shauna Green brought in some real tough players, too, mm-hmm. to add to the already good team. So it'll be kind of fun to see. And then I'm really curious to see if we can get, you know, 8 or 10,000 to come to women's basketball. That's just fantastic. It just really is.
I'm hearing from Coach Brett Bielma's people that tomorrow will work if you want to bump it till then.
Yes, do it tomorrow.
Granted that all our technology is working properly.
You can get your toolbox out, Diane, and fix this after the
I'm
program.
On it. I'm totally well-versed on everything technical.
You kicked the left side. I've kicked the right
exactly.
side.
Exactly. So we'll unplug it and blow it on.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do some weather. Come back. ESPN 93.5 Texas, if you'd like. 217-359-2255. The Stever offer is available at GoStever.com. $50 bill. Spend it within a week. And give me your thoughtful survey when you're done so that we can share with Angie and Mark at Pards. Locally owned since 1968. All right. Greg's got this.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system, a weaker one via the Pacific coming our way over the next couple of days. We'll generate a couple of passing and spotty shower outbreaks. Overall, opportunities to continue on with harvest by and large where possible. Slight cool-off expected for the weekend. Much bigger and broader warm-up slated for next week, but it precedes what weather pattern that may be breaking out here in the middle and late parts of next week as well. We'll keep you posted and a hint of winter back westward into the plains and west from there. In the meantime, increasing clouds, breezy milder for the day today. Maybe a stray shower to the west of us here late this afternoon and evening time, the high near 70. South winds 12 to 22 and gusty. Occasional showers tonight, not so cool in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy. A couple of showers and spots for the morning. And again in the afternoon, the high up to 65 and a southwest west wind. Any shower activity moves out early Friday. Partly sunny, dry weather for Friday afternoon, the high up to 64 and dry for the ball game as well. Weekend high temperatures in the lower 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a mixed picture on home building. Housing starts, groundbreakings for new homes rose 7% in September, a bigger increase than predicted, though building permits for new construction declined 4.4%. Morgan Stanley, Procter & Gamble, and United Airlines all reported better than expected earnings. Adidas also reported an upbeat quarter and is boosting expectations for the year after it was able to sell off inventory of Yeezy shoes. Deutsche Bank analysts say Adidas is in the early stages of its turnaround. However, Winnebago says it is seeing the impact of high interest rates and higher prices on its business, especially on its sales of more expensive motor coaches. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Tavman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
All righty. Well, I guess the other side of that is people that have been watching on Facebook Live have seen a scramble around.
Yeah,
so at least there's been
that's
some
exciting,
interesting television.
What interesting viewing.
Yeah. Hey, if you're getting married, you might want to talk about money. Busey is suggesting that sharing everything would be a good idea. Talk about your credit, both of you. Talk about the plan, because Busey offers personal mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. You can sit with someone and say, hey, how do we do this? Should you have a joint checking account, separate checking accounts? Couples would tackle money problems together, take responsibility for solving them, find that their relationship is better. You can calculate monthly costs, choose how bills will be paid, share credit. Cupid Zero is developing a plan to shoot down existing debt. Just know that Busey is there, and they've been there since 1867. When you're just starting out or celebrating a milestone anniversary, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all of your accounts in one place, five lines. It's Busey. Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC. Well, the city of Urbana is suing Stark Construction.
Yes, it's about the Windsor Road stuff. It's coming up again.
Quarter mile of bad road.
Right.
Stark is saying it's the IDOT plan. They're saying it's a bad road. And they're suing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one for $3 million. I think Stark wants $338,000 that they didn't get paid.
Right.
If you charge $338,000, you got a lot of labor in there. And it would help to pay your people.
Now, this was a few years back that it was in the courts. But at least three of the legal representation got COVID.
Yep. And so it got delayed and delayed. So this is... This has been going on for a minute. Diane Marlin, the mayor of Urbana, is actually there on the...
I saw that.
So, yeah, I mean, again, I know there's... I can't identify in my head exactly what patch of Windsor, but there's a patch that's bad. It just didn't work.
Right.
So whoever's fault, now they got to decide in the court, who's at fault here?
Right, and back in the day when our studios were in that neighborhood, I feel like we were using that path a lot. And
well, we had construction, all kinds of... They tried to refix it and patch it, refix it. I think it's right off Philo Road.
Uh-huh.
Philo toward Race, I believe, would be the area, I think. Although from Race toward Lincoln, that kind of has had issues too. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Deuce Construction knows how to...
Well, we were, obviously watching this story, and we know a lot about concrete with my dad going way back when, and being the plasters and cement masons BA for so long, the business agent, and in the trades for so long. So it was certainly a story that our family has been watching and talks over at dinner time for sure.
Okay, so do we find out if UConn...
UConn men sixth and women number two.
Okay, so...
So that's an example. Then I started to look up Tennessee.
Yeah, okay, so you we're not the only one, but, UConn is six and two. Well... Gino Ariano, he's the guy.
Right.
That's why I always said Shonda Green might be a flight risk if that opens up, and there's no indication it would.
Uh-huh.
But remember we were freaking out about Bill Self 20 years ago, and he was a flight risk, and the only job Bill was going to take was Kansas, and weirdly it opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't imagine, except for age and retirement, that Connecticut would ever open. But that's how good I think Shonda Green is. That's how much attention she's gotten for taking Illinois, which really was in dormancy from a totally dormant program. And all of a sudden, it's like, when are they playing? It's
right.
Amazing. Because we've been with her the whole time. We've been with the program the whole time. We've never fainted. We've always come to every game, been there. But I think the people that used to just kind of mosey in and sit probably are a little annoyed because there was zero stress.
Right.
You had zero to worry about. You just enjoyed a couple of hours of something to do. And now it's like, you got to get there and get a seat, and then you don't know where you're sitting, you don't like your, what?
Uh-huh.
I've been to women's games in the past week. Where do you want to sit?
What would be fun is the field trip day coming down the pipe in mid-November.
Well, you can define fun, because that's a high-pitched scream for 2.5 hours.
Maybe wear some headphones. Well, get some earbuds or something.
It is remarkable what happens when they send all these kids for free to a basketball game. A, they're out of school.
Right.
B, they're at a game. C, they can let it go.
And last year, it was against McNeese State, and we scored 100 points to McNeese's, I think, 37 or something.
A nonstop noise. And so if you want to go for a quiet thing, don't go to that
game.
But no, that's coming up. Actually, that's one of the earlier season games, I think. So, yeah, no, it's fun when you think you're pretty good. And football was kind of lagging. And now we're back with one game because they won a game nobody thought they were going to win, really. The football team. I think the coaches, you know, they maintain that.
It looks like Tennessee, which you brought up too. I just researched them, the women at 12 and the men at 11.
All right, so Mitch, not quite on that one. That's okay.
Yeah, how many times has this happened since we got 25 for the guys and 23 for the girls?
We've never been able to really compare because we've never been there.
Right.
24 years
just
since.
Just the fact that we're talking about it.
23 for the women, 25 for the men in the rankings before the season starts.
That's right.
And now we get to see how the pieces fit together. But it's interesting how Brad Underwood was a top five young team last year, and I think we're top five oldest team this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he made a decision that, you know what, we're too young. And did we get old? We're going to have senior night's going to take an hour and a half. This year, in March, when we say goodbye to our seniors, there's like eight of them. It'll be a lot.
Wow.
I mean, the whole team's going to leave.
Uh-huh.
So. All right, ESPN 9, the only Big Ten university mentioned this. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The only Big Ten university that is ranked both is Illinois.
Okay.
Well, now it's kind of next year's Big 18. Big Ten, is that a funky name for a team with 14?
I know.
I've always kind of, but I think the brand is there, right?
Yes.
Big Ten. But it's not 10, it's 18 as of
right.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the news coming up, 8:30, ESPN 93.5.
Crossroads Contractor Supply.
I'm Neil Cavuto.
In the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
The United States stands with you.
President Biden in Tel Aviv, Israel, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for meetings about the war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza.
This will be a different kind of war because Hamas is a different kind of enemy.
President Biden also just met with some Israeli first responders. He said it does not appear that an explosion killing hundreds at a hospital in Gaza yesterday was caused by an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military blames a rocket misfired by Palestinian militants. The House reconvenes at 11 a.m. for a second House Speaker vote. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan was 17 votes short yesterday. Virginia Republican Ben Klein tells Fox Business numbers will shift.
There are going to be some people who promised to support him on the first ballot who may come off. There are some people who voted a protest vote against him on the first ballot who will come on.
Some Republicans want Kevin McCarthy back as Speaker. Some think Steve Scalise got a raw deal being denied a vote on the House floor. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Two Millikan University students wounded following a road rage shooting in Decatur over the weekend. Police say the two victims had just left church function Sunday night when they were nearly involved in the accident with another car. Someone in the other vehicle fired shots at the car in the 2000 block of North Oakland Avenue. Anyone with information, contact police. Illinois Department of Natural Resources warning residents to be aware of deer while driving. It's deer mating season. Means deer become more active, mainly at dawn and dusk through December. Last year, there were more than 14,000 crashes involving deer in the state. Cook County led with the most crashes. Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs help finding a woman wounded in an altercation at an Urbana swimming pool last month. Police called the Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center for a report of an aggravated battery. Police learned a woman became agitated when she was not allowed to bring in an outside beverage into that facility. Call if you know anything of this situation. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system, a weaker one via the Pacific coming our way over the next couple of days. We'll generate a couple of passing and spotty shower outbreaks. Overall, opportunities to continue on with harvest by and large where possible. Slight cool-off expected for the weekend. Much bigger and broader warm-up slated for next week, but it precedes what weather pattern that may be breaking out here in the middle and late parts of next week as well. We'll keep you posted, and a hint of winter back westward into the plains and west from there. In the meantime, increasing clouds, breezy, milder for the day today. Maybe a stray shower to the west of us here late this afternoon and evening time. The high near 70. South winds 12 to 22 and gusty. Occasional showers tonight, not so cool in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy. A couple of showers and spots for the morning. And again in the afternoon, the high up to 65 and a southwest to west wind. Any shower activity moves out early Friday. Partly sunny, dry weather for Friday afternoon. The high up to 64 and dry for the ball game as well. Weekend high temperatures in the lower 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Yeah, that was weird.
Sorry, I had some stomach trouble there.
No, it was just one of those.
That was my belly.
This is somehow the tape of Solier got corrupted. What the world's going on? We used to call them gremlins in the studio.
Exactly.
That does sound a little like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow is the group that does that.
A guy that was Ferris's best friend that was always sick went to the U of I.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
U of I guy or Chicago guy?
He's a Chicago guy, but went to...
Did he come here?
Yeah.
How many famous people since it's homecoming went to the University of Illinois that you can name? Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Yeah.
The big long.
She was
black
in the
hair.
Abyss.
Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah.
Of course, John Bardeen, as far as technical, we have a lot of those guys, the YouTube people.
Right.
PayPal people.
The LED guy, right?
Yeah. So, but as far as movie stars, didn't Donna Mills? She was on Knott's Landing.
Right.
40 years ago. Famous actors or singers that went to the University of Illinois. 217.
Was it Alan Ruck? That played
Alan
Cameron
Ruck.
Fry?
Did he attend here?
Yes.
And then the sidekick for Conan O'Brien?
Yes, Andy Richter.
Andy Richter scooped ice cream for Bruce at Delights.
Uh-huh.
It was ice cream. He was an ice cream scooper, and then we interviewed him the first week he was on Conan O'Brien.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, Lauren Michaels from Saturday Night Live, would you go over there? He says, no, I'm real happy sitting on the couch next to Conan.
There you go.
And that worked out for him.
It sure did.
Are they still going? Are they done? Conan O'Brien done?
I don't know.
I met Conan O'Brien once, and his head was very big.
Yes. He was a writer for Letterman, I think.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I went to see Letterman in action and Donahue and all that. Did the tour when I was in New York City.
You
and
did
saw
Phil Donahue?
Show.
Okay.
And actually talked to Phil Donahue. He threw me the microphone going into a commercial break saying, you're up next.
Wow.
And I was like, okay.
What'd you say when the break came back then?
Well, I asked a question. It was a panel talking about should a federal funding, and artistic money, should federal funding go into the arts? Because they had an example of...
That was Phil Donahue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a panel then of a lot of artists and actresses. I know Susan Sarandon was on there.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, I went up and talked to a lot of the actors afterwards.
Hanging out.
Everybody else was going out, and I was going down to the panel.
That's cool.
I will talk to
these
people.
That's the way to go there.
That's what I always do.
Terrence says, Nick Offerman.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Most famous
and very
actor.
Supportive of our Japan house, Nick Offerman.
Yeah, no, he was on
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he spoke here too, didn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a littler guy, comedian, and he's kind of smart too. He was on Celebrity Jeopardy recently. Glasses.
Yeah. 217-359-2255. As far as the most famous, I don't know.
Right.
I was a big Dan Fogelberg fan. He died too early from cancer,
for
I think.
For sure.
He's from Peoria.
Peoria guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we've had a lot of people coming
Longer
in.
Longer was his big hit.
Yeah.
And he used to perform at the Red
Coffee
Herring,
House
is it?
Or something, yeah.
That's next to the quad.
I think he was coming to the State Farm Center and the thing got snowed out or something.
I see.
Back in, this is the 80s now. Long time ago.
Right.
Maybe the late 70s, early 80s. But now a lot of people come and go. You never even know it. 144 nations, I think, attend the University of Illinois in a given year. 144.
That's crazy.
So when you walk up and down Green Street and you look around and you say, wow, wow, wow.
Right,
wow.
Right.
Very, very diverse, which we enjoy. And that's what we used to have at Chinook Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
In Rantoul, there was something called Chinook Air Force Base. For those of you who don't know, but 1989, 90, 91, they closed it.
That's right.
That was a real hit for the county and a super big hit for Rantoul,
mm-hmm.
which unbelievably vibrant. Unbelievable the diversity that brought. And Patriots.
Yes.
And how many people do you ever talk to in your life say, I was stationed at Chinook?
Right.
How many people? We used to have generals coming in.
Tuskegee Airmen, I think, was founded at Chinook.
We used to have
93 is when it closed
93?
Mm-hmm.
We used to have generals coming in here.
Actually established in 1917, it says here. So, wow.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 840 ESPN 93.5. You can text in this morning. You can go to GoStever.com for our offer. I'm giving you $50 to shop at Pards in Urbana. If you've never been in, you'll like it.
It's 306 North Maple in Urbana.
Between Maine and University, mm-hmm. tucked back in or behind that car wash that blocked their facade, which is a Western look. And so it's $50 to Pards. If you'd like to go shop, you will enjoy the peace and the fact that there's service and there's so many great things to purchase.
Yeah, you walk in, someone says, may I help you?
Yeah.
You like look over your shoulder.
Yeah, you're saying,
me? Talking to me?
We're just looking? No. No, I have $50 from Stevie J. What do I buy?
And it goes back in the day in the 60s. It was all about the horses. And they still have that tack shop. But the boots and the belts and the leather, I just love the smells. You'll love shopping at Pards.
All right, that's at GoStever.com.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
All right, Brett Bielema with the media.
Coach, I know Wisconsin is the focus, of course, but you got 5 conference games left. A lot of things still available to you. Guys, talk about that at all as
you know,
a team.
Yeah, I think anytime on Sundays, you know, as a head coach, I usually I at the end zone in on what we're doing, but I do take a picture about where we're at, what we're doing, whether it's win or lose, we talk about it. I think that where we're at right now, you know, to be a 3-4 football team, I was more emphasis on what we got to do to take care of this week than anything else. Kind of like when we're in that little bit of a stress of adversity too, like the best thing you can do is focus on the now, and that gets you to where you want to be.
Well, I mean, and because of the Maryland game, it opened up the fans' hope that there's a chance to get to 6. 3-4, you beat Maryland on the road, that's how it goes. You beat Maryland on the road, can't you beat? Yeah, you probably should, but it's a young team. In fact, this is the question that said there were 30 snaps where a teenager, maybe it was 20 or under.
Yeah, there was 30 times on Saturday.
What's that?
30 times on Saturday where the guy who touched the football on offense, the center, quarterback, the skill guy was not more than 20 years old.
All right, so they're at least 20.
Do you think about the youth
20
that
or
you
under.
Have right now? I know you have a standard for
that's
it.
A great PFF have. Stat. You have to research that. You have to do some work on that.
I know you have a standard for it. You want them in a week.
Brent makes $6 million a year, and he's dependent on a 20 or under. This is a 20 or under. 20 U-League. What the heck? Where's my 24-year-olds?
Hey, but is there excitement about where they can be?
I think it was very apparent to me, right, when we got into fall camp. I remember I think I've said this in here, you know, I got a room of 120 guys, and 40 of those guys have never been with us before, right? And really about half of our travel roster is all new, right? As many veteran players as we had coming back, you know, you take a guy like Miles Scott, who'd been with me for 2 years, but this is his first year of free safety, and there's just little things like that that, in retrospect, you know, I needed to be a lot cleaner about how we approach the game and how we teach it and what we do. I think that's a balance that you always got to be aware of as a head coach, but we do have a lot of youth that's playing extremely well. And I tell you what, to see Dylan Rosiak play the way he has the last couple weeks, Kanana Olaga, you know, he made a recovery there at the end of half. That end of half drive never happens if I can't tell you who stripped it. Taz says he does it. Johnny said he did it, and Dylan Rosiak said he did it. So regardless, the ball came out, and then, you know, that big man was jumping on it, and you see Kanana just literally, if you zoom in on that, it's amazing that he gets that ball out of there, and he's just got a kind of a knack for that. Dylan Rosiak on the second and nine on that last series, you know, he's one-on-one with a quarterback out in the flat, and he gets him down.
That's what Jay Layman said. You're one-on-one with a quarterback, and you're a Mike linebacker, and you are, you know, thinking, this guy's really quick. I'm not so quick. Rosiak got him down, got Tungley Avula. I still can't. I got to work on the Georgia Bashansvili stuff. Anyway, so he got the quarterback from Maryland down. But Jay says when you don't really hear the crowd when you're playing, except when you're at home and you miss that tackle.
Yeah.
Then you just hear, oh.
Right.
And it's just awful.
Uh-huh.
If you're one-on-one. But Rosiak got him down. I think that Rosiak kid, I think he's a good linebacker.
Yeah.
And then if you're talking about the scramble at the bottom of the pile. Who wants to be at the bottom of a pile wrestling for the football?
Ugh.
With 300-pound men? That would not be comfortable. If you grab it, they just take it from you. I had it first.
Mm-hmm.
The referee sees you have it. You don't have it. This guy has it. So it's a wrestling match down underneath. You just got to hold on to that thing, protect it with your gut and your chest and your arms. I would not enjoy being at the bottom of a pile of anything. That's why it was genius of Kalen Griffin to say, let's do the soccer run, sprint the rest of the field, do the slide on the belly. Our kicker that won the game got away from being smothered by a pile of football players, which is smart. All right, the rest of your sports headlines.
Okay, well, when it comes to baseball, we had the Phillies beating Arizona 10-0 and now leading the series 2-0. Today we'll have Houston at Texas to face the Rangers at 7 o'clock. That's on Fox Sports 1. NFL action tomorrow, we'll have Jacksonville in New Orleans. Sunday, Cleveland is in Indianapolis to face the Colts. Green Bay's in Denver, and Las Vegas. It's the Raiders then taking on the Bears at Soldier Field. We've got Illinois and Wisconsin 2:30. If you're interested in some tickets, join us at PS After 3 on Friday. Love to high-five you. Always have prizes in my pocket. I was researching some more University of Illinois famous grads. Hugh Hefner, Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman?
Yeah. He went to the U of I.
Didn't know that. Knew he was from Danville. I never knew he attended U of I.
I think just not long, though. I don't think he got his degree from
counts.
That. Right.
It counts if he attended. I just
Ang
thought he
Lee.
Who?
Famous director.
Oh, Ang Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, Crouching
Roger
Tiger.
Ebert, right
Roger
after that.
Ebert is a biggie.
Larry Ellison?
That was not Microsoft. It's a big computer thing.
I see.
Yeah.
And Jawad Karim?
Oh.
Shad Khan? He's on the list.
Yeah, Sean's the richest. He's number 55 in the world now. He used to be. Sean was worth, like, 3 years ago, like $4 billion. Just chump change.
Uh-huh.
Now he's $12.2 billion. Shad Khan is worth $12.2 billion.
Wow.
That's quite the remarkable quadrupling of assets in, what, 10 years?
Jawad Karim is internet guy.
All right.
So, and it looks like he's on the list of YouTube. He's only 44.
Okay. Well, if you did YouTube or PayPal, you're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to buy the lottery ticket.
Kelly Loeffler is on the list. American businesswoman. Also served as senator in Georgia.
Okay.
20 and 21.
All right.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio
was
listed here. She's 65 now. Jesse Jackson is on the list.
Yeah.
So Jerry Orbach.
Yep. He's an actor. I mean, he really... John Bardeen. I don't know if you beat John Bardeen as far as impact, because he came up with the
transistor, which led to the computer.
I see.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a pretty significant, as far as impact, the dude that came up with the transistor that kind of led us to computers, you'd have to rank that pretty high.
Okay.
I don't think John Bardeen got $1 zillion for that, but
right.
Other people did. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right, 849. We want to check your weather. We'll do that with Greg one more time coming up. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system, a weaker one via the Pacific coming our way over the next couple of days. We'll generate a couple of passing and spotty shower outbreaks. Overall, opportunities to continue on with harvest by and large where possible. Slight cool-off expected for the weekend. Much bigger and broader warm-up slated for next week, but it precedes what weather pattern that may be breaking out here in the middle and late parts of next week as well. We'll keep you posted and a hint of winter back westward into the plains and west from there. In the meantime, increasing clouds, breezy, milder for the day today. Maybe a stray shower to the west of us here late this afternoon and evening time, the high near 70. South winds 12 to 22 and gusty. Occasional showers tonight, not so cool in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy. A couple of showers and spots for the morning. And again in the afternoon, the high up to 65 and a southwest to west wind. Any shower activity moves out early Friday. Partly sunny, dry weather for Friday afternoon, the high up to 64 and dry for the ball game as well. Weekend high temperatures in the lower 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
Coach, what do you know about their quarterback?
This is Aaron Henry, our defensive coordinator.
How you game plan for this week at all?
No, because the backup, he can throw it, man. I think it's Braden Locke. I think that's his name.
This is talking about the backup quarterback for Wisconsin, because the natural thing to do is they don't have their quarterback. Well, the job for Aaron Henry is to make the backup the Heisman Trophy favorite. That's what I do. This guy? Are you kidding? He's unbelievable.
I'm not mistaken, but I know Coach Longo recruited him out of high school. I know he had a chance to go to UNC and end up going to Mississippi State. And I know that when he got in the game, the offense did not change, right? The kid has a cannon. He can let it fly. Obviously, that sucks for Tanner Mordecai, man. I mean, he was having a really good year. I was really looking forward to going against him. He's a really good competitor. You can tell their offense was clicking on all cylinders because of him, you know, just because of the way he's able to kind of make things go, you know, and he was throwing it around, he was handing the ball off, he was running the ball. I mean, he did some everything. And so I know it's going to be a tough challenge for them, right? They got a newer guy coming in, but that's Coach Longo's system, and it's not predicated around one player, you know. But I do know that the operation of what the quarterback does is massive.
I would totally build up the backup because that's when the backup comes in and they're better than the starter. I mean, that's just the way. Listen, if you're playing at Wisconsin and you're a quarterback position, you're going to be good. So I wouldn't look at that and say, hey, the quarterback's out. That's the last thing I do. I'd say, you guys, you might be better with this guy. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just, when you put your guard down, like, oh, that's an easy game. Toledo's going to be real easy. You know?
Yeah.
So just pretend Wisconsin has their quarterback because it doesn't matter because they're going to look about the same.
Absolutely.
And the guy has a cannon, corned Aaron Henry, so that's all I need is a backup throwing cannons. So we'll just go into the ball game. We're underdogs. I would totally do the Stevie J reverse trash talking. You guys, you're so good. How do you do it? Would you take a picture with me? I know it's odd. Would you just take a picture with me? Because I was going to say, tell my grandkids I played against you because you never make mistakes. You're the best football team ever. I think you could beat the Philadelphia Eagles, man.
You guys ever think about going pro?
Okay.
I mean, all of you? You just moved to the NFL. Just to Wisconsin. That's what I do.
Stevie.
Trash talk reverse. It's called reverse trash talking.
Okay. I just looked up Nick Holoniak.
Holoniak was the LED guy.
Yeah, American engineer and educator.
And he's alive.
62 invention and first demonstration of the semiconductor laser diode.
Nick's still here.
Uh-huh.
He invented the LED, which I buy a bazillion of those because they're way better than whatever else.
Yeah.
Man, the LEDs are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is just, that's a Thomas Edison level advance.
He's 93.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're done. We'll be back tomorrow. Phones will be working. We hope.
But thank you for helping us through with some of our famous U of I grads at 359-2255.
Yeah, we'll look outside the building and see if anybody's been digging.
Right.
A dog or otherwise. Because we were on the phone with somebody, and then the things went dark for the day.
Yes, so David Bramberg gave us the U of I homecoming update, and then nothing.
That's it. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubon, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audibel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you today, and I hope you'll take advantage of an opportunity to take my money in our Stever program and go to Pard's Western Shop and shop. Pards is in Urbana, 306 North Maple. It's between Main and University, and it's been around there for 1968. So you're looking for boots. There's no other place in the world you can get as good a quality boots as Pards in Urbana. You got women's wear, men's wear, you got kids, you got hats, saddles. What are you looking for? Pards is wonderfully, incredibly appointed with people that help you with finding what you want. You want to support local? Support Mark and Angie and the wonderful people at Pards. They're terrific. So I'm giving out $50. Would you like it? $50 bills. I'm throwing them out the window to you. Go to Pards in Urbana. You have 7 days to use this, and then you have to fill out your survey. Pards is our Go Stever offer. Go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.